September. You can win tickets every hour, all the way to 6 o'clock today with Carrie Moore on your way home for that show, Def Leppard, Sticks, and Tesla at the Forum, September 20th. Let's get Dennis Hoff in here. Dennis, owner of the Bunny Ranch in Reno, friend of the show. Always good to see
good
Dennis.
Morning, he was, good morning.
Last time we saw Dennis, he was in here pushing his book, The Art of the Pimp, available on Amazon. Hello, Chrissy.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too.
This is Chrissy Summers.
Chrissy Summers. Yes.
Chrissy Summers.
Hey, Ron. Good to
Jeremy.
See you, Ron, Jeremy. I said you had a dozen donuts and two pots of coffee.
I can't hear for the food.
You can't hear for the food? Oh, yeah, we're known for that.
I just put a picture of Ron sleeping in your green room.
That's what my website's called.
With Heidi and standing over
I
him.
I snuggled in. I was like,
so go to your Twitter. It's hilarious.
It's a little like
Ron,
like
don't
this.
Touch her, please.
And it was called sleepingwithronjeremy.com.
It starts with a hug, Heidi.
I know.
And then before you go, you're doing a whole scene.
Yeah, fine.
Ron asked me if I was wearing a bra or not today.
Are you?
And that's like, no, but I'm like, no.
We got a history lesson on the way over here about meaningless stuff. And from Ron about Hollywood. Oh, my God. You get her on a rant, and it's crazy what she does.
Hollywood history.
So now, you're going to do a spelling thing, I understand.
Yeah. We have some Def Leppard tickets to give away.
I want you to know, University of Michigan graduate, cheerleader.
I can see that.
Worked at the Bunny Ranch, paid off her school loans, $45,000.
Oh, no, this is not going to insult your intelligence at all. I have complete faith
that
you're brilliant. No. See, what the spelling bee is going to involve the audience. They're going to have to spell. They're going to have to guess what you're spelling. But we'll get to that because you are now getting into politics. The ladies at the Bunny Ranch heard that Hillary's going to run for president, so you started hookersforhillary.com, right?
Hookers for Hillary.
Love it.
And, you know, we leaked it to TMZ. We gave it to Harvey. They put it up for the weekend. They had over 900 comments on their site. Monday morning, we put the press release out. And by Tuesday night, when you Google search hookers for Hillary, 3,960,000 things popped up. It's a worldwide story. It was trending for a day and a half on Twitter.
That's awesome.
And it was a great...
Heard anything from Hillary's camp at all?
Got the call
from
the brother, Tony.
Really?
Yeah, I got the call. He said, when you have the party, fly me out.
He wants to stop by, huh?
Ron and I met him at the Playboy Mansion a few years ago. And he said, when you have a party, he says, I'm coming out. I want to do this. And I said, well, what's your sister think about it? He said, well, I haven't talked to her about it, but she's got a great sense of humor.
I'm sure you'll hear from her brother-in-law, Roger, too.
And Bill. I'm sure Bill will be there, too.
You know Bill will be there.
last year, Bill was on the cover of National Enquirer with a couple of my girls.
Yeah.
You remember that.
Yeah.
And so it's going to get interesting. Last time it was pimping for Paul. This time it's hookers for Hillary.
Which are like two of the exact opposites, which is funny, like political-wise.
Mm-hmm. So, Chrissy, how do you feel about healthcare reform?
Healthcare reform, like the whole Affordable Health Care Act, that's made it the first time available for legal prostitutes to purchase healthcare. So I think that's a really important thing. Republicans are more likely going to repeal that.
I never even thought about that before.
Keep this in mind, Heidi. Now, you got girls there.
Yeah.
You got girls there like Air Force Amy, Cressa Kisses, mid-six-figure incomes.
Yeah.
These are big money girls. Could not get health insurance. Could not buy it at any price. Because what the health industry did is they lumped the legal with the illegal girls.
Yeah.
And the illegal girls are all drug addicts and they got diseases and they couldn't buy it. So it's a big thing
and
for the girls.
There wasn't even a way around it like I'm an assistant. Personal assistant.
If they needed health care, they'd have to pay out of pocket for that prior to
crazy expenses.
Yeah.
You can lie about your status, but what happens if you have a real illness, they're not going to pay.
Lie.
Yeah, exactly.
It gives them an excuse not to pay. It was terrible that these girls for all these years, professionals, I mean, the average girl comes out and works a week a month and has a six-figure income.
Good Lord.
And they couldn't buy health insurance. So it's a big deal.
It is a big deal because, the girls there, they pay into taxes just like every other person that has a regular job or whatever. If it was illegal, I would understand, but the legal factor of it.
Now, from my perspective, when Bill Clinton was in office, I made more money and I paid more taxes than I ever did. I was paying over $1 million a year in taxes and real proud to do it, right?
You're just making money.
Real proud to do it. And so I want to know that my president is waking up talking about the economy over their Geritol and Cheerios in the morning at breakfast. Mm-hmm. That's to the first man. So that's important to me.
Dennis Off hanging out with us. He brought Chrissy with him, the hookersforhillary.com website. We've heard Chrissy on healthcare reform. Chrissy, what do you think about foreign policy?
Foreign policy, I feel like she has a lot of experience negotiating through language barriers. It's not my number one thing, but I know a lot of girls can relate because they have a lot of foreign clients that come in. So I think a lot of the girls like that, but that's not my number one reason for foreign
policy. Yep, I like
What is it? Yeah. Some of the girls are given specials, too. Like
Air Force Amy.
Air Force Amy is given two extra positions in every party.
If they donate to the campaign.
If they go to the website and donate while
they're there. Oh, Air Force Amy, you.
I think Hillary has a lot to answer for, though, as far as, like, the emails and everything. She needs to answer for that. That's one thing that kind of has me on the fence. But otherwise, I like her. You know, Jeb Bush, he doesn't have a prayer.
So. And even his own mother. Yeah. His own mother's like, says, I don't think we need another Bush in office.
Well, what was it, Jimmy?
We can't, no.
Everybody's talking about it. Jimmy Kimmel's talking about it. Jimmy Fallon. I think Jimmy Fallon said the hookers, Bunny Ranch hookers for Hillary. And they also say, no more Bush.
Right.
Yeah. But you always got to have one girl there who's for Bush, because you're going to have to get that guy who's for Bush.
What's that
I
old
know.
School?
He's there are guys and, like that and girls.
In office years ago, he had a Bush, a dick, and a colon.
Ron Jeremy, ladies and gentlemen.
Ron Jeremy.
For the American people.
My contribution.
Thank you, brother. For the American people.
Tip your waiters.
Thank you.
I'm going to have Ron play his whatever song you want on his harmonica today for you. As a little added
nice.
Added
multi-talented,
bonus.
My
You're
God.
Playing Def Leppard? You got any Def Leppard in there?
He was playing the Star Spangled Banner last night. He got really into it. It was a really serious, proud moment for him.
Yeah, I said, well, Ron, if you're going to play some, do In a God of DeVita long version.
Yeah, have they ever asked you to come out to Dodger Stadium with a harmonica and play the Star Spangled Banner?
A couple hundred thousand kids at Bonnaroo. I played the harmonica.
Oh, okay.
I did this shtick where I play the Star Spangled Banner. Then I go, play ball. Oh, Don, wrong event. Sorry. Rock and roll.
Yeah. We're going to bring on Rob Zombie and Tech Nine at 60,000 people at Rockfest this year in Kansas City. So we do some fun things. And Ron's harmonica is always great. John Popper gave me, Ron and Chrissy, all harmonicas.
Blues Travelers.
He's a buddy, you know. Mm-hmm. And Ron's the only one that took the time to learn how to
do it. On the way back that night in Malibu.
Come on, Chrissy, sucking and blowing. Yeah, it's all it takes.
I know how to play the harmonica, but we were both playing, and Ron was getting really upset because he's a serious harmonica player, and I sucked at it. He's like, Dennis, please tell her to stop. I really want to play a song.
It was funny. Ron begging. We're on the way back from Adam Carolla's house, right? And coming from Malibu, the long drive. And Ron's like, tell Chrissy to stop.
Because he's Chrissy, I want to play a song. Seriously, Chrissy,
it's like being in the car with a couple of kids.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Tell him to
stop. Did you have a serenade or I got a shot?
No shot.
I also play violin and piano. Just
Dennis just said Bunny Ranch just celebrated its 60th anniversary.
60 years of hips, lips, and fingertips. Isn't that something?
Oh, have you ever held a funeral at the ranch?
Oh, numerous weddings. In fact, I got licensed by the state and ordained and the county so I can perform weddings. I had three girls marry clients last year, and I performed the ceremonies. And
Do you lose those girls once they get married, or they?
Oh,
stay?
You know it. The guys don't want them working there. They want them all to themselves.
Babe, enough already.
You lose them, but just for a while.
She screws up, and she's like, "Hey, I'm back."
They get divorced, and they come back.
I think that'd be a great time. I saw that in China that they're cracking down on funeral strippers because over there in rural China,
funeral strippers. Wow,
it's supposed to be a thing. The more people who show up to your funeral, the more people, I guess, you know, it's better showcase to get into the next phase of whatever your death's going to be.
Heaven. Right.
So they're cracking down. I was thinking that when I saw the story. I was like, have you ever held a funeral there? Because that might be like a similar request. I want to have it at the Bunny Ranch. It's my will. I want to go and have a party. Would you be willing to do that?
You must have been reading my will, because that's exactly what I want.
Of course.
Hell yeah. I want, it's just like my birthday party, which I want to get you guys up there. The owner of the Lakers and I have a joint birthday party for 16 years, and it's the most amazing party. When Flavor Flav and Ron Jeremy host your party, it's going to be a good party. But at my funeral, that's what I want. I want Flav and Ron doing their thing. Ron, what could you play at a funeral, Ron? with your harmonica.
Star Spangled Banner. He's got that.
Exactly.
This is slower.
200 girls there.
You're killing me.
Wow, he's so serious.
He's such a nice guy, too. It's terrible.
And they better just like taxidermy you and just prop you up at the bar there. So you're just,
get a taxidermist in there.
Like a deer head. No, there's going to be a lot of girls fighting at his funeral, though, because a girl's going to come and be like, oh, he said I was the best ever in bed. And then another girl's
going to come.
No, he
said I was the best ever.
No, he said I was.
I'm the best he's ever had.
I was like, dude, that's what he said to get you in bed originally, okay?
You know, in the book, I outlined this, but I've been intimate with 4,000 girls just practicing for Chrissy, because Chrissy's the real deal.
That's so romantic.
I finally found my true love.
Every girl wants to hear.
And this is here's why you put parental controls on your television, because Chrissy was watching my TV show at a young age, and here we are.
Well, I was grounded. I grew up in a really religious home, actually, like Southern Baptist home. Like, I'm from Michigan, but my mom's from the South, mm-hmm. so I got grounded for three months for that.
Could you hold up your hand and show me where you are in Michigan, where you grew up?
Oh, my gosh, right there. A little town right outside of Grand Rapids, a little farming town.
Why? Everybody from Michigan does that.
Everybody.
They put their hand up.
We do, and it makes me so happy when somebody else does that.
We're both Midwest kids. We get it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, we're both from Indiana.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Nice. Oh. You guys are close.
Yeah, Grand Rapids. I'm Terre Haute. Probably don't know Terre Haute, Indiana.
I know. My friend got a teaching job in Terre Haute.
All right. There you go.
But she ended up going back to Michigan.
Chrissy is 12 months from getting her PhD or doctorate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Human sexuality. Who would have guessed?
Nice.
You know when you get your PhD in Finland, they give you a sword?
I want a sword.
It's a little fact. You can use that.
Really?
I want a sword.
Yeah, it's a frank fact.
I want a sword now.
No swords.
I want a sword.
Well, speaking of swords, it's time to give away these Def Leppard tickets away. Okay, we're going to play Spelling Beach. Now, what I have here is this cucumber? Zucchini?
That's a cucumber.
It's a cucumber.
Very large cucumber.
Oh, my goodness.
Reminds me of Ron.
Hey,
yeah,
Ron!
Yeah.
All right, so what we're going to do is you're going to put this cucumber in your mouth, and then you're going to spell a title of one of Def Leppard's songs. Now, people listening to the radio can decipher what it is you're spelling, what word it is, the title of a Def Leppard song, that first person who can tell us the title.
I'll be putting pictures up on your Twitter.
Yeah. I have a very small mouth, but I'll fit as
much as much as you can.
Do what you can.
Just saying. Yeah. Okay.
All right, so don't say the word out loud.
Very appealing, get it?
That's what you want me to
do. You're going
to
be spelling that, and then...
Oh, you want me to spell
it? Yeah, I want you just to spell that, because it's spelling beige. So
Ryan's getting into this. Is like Ron got Ron's been
I'm going back to my chair for
all right, so stick it in there as much as you can, and then spell
God.
That. All right, everybody,
that's
listen
a small
up.
Small mouth, she's killing the whole thing.
It's Spelling Beach with Chrissy. All right. Maybe the music was a little loud under it. So let's spell it again.
Let me do it again.
All right, here's one more
lower
time.
The music.
It's Spelling Beach with Chrissy.
Why, Ron's like really into this.
Can you give it on Apple?
Ron's. Ron, I'm sorry, this is not yours and it's never going to be yours. Sorry.
Oh. Right,
here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my
If
God.
You can name the title of the Def Leppard song that Chrissy just spelled with Spelling Beach, you're going, all right? Let's go to Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Can you name the title of the song that Chrissy just spelled?
From the Sparkle Lounge?
No, that's not it. I'm sorry. Let's go to James. James, can you name the title of the Def Leppard song that Chrissy just spelled?
Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Is it Pour Some Sugar on Me? No, it wasn't Pour Some Sugar on Me. No, I'm sorry. Jason, do you have a guess for what she spelled in Spelling Beach?
I'm going to go with, how about Rock of Ages?
Rock of Ages. No, I think you need to do it one more time.
Okay,
Let's do it one more time.
Okay,
focus.
Really listen. I'll do it a little slower, kids.
All right, here we go.
Kids. All right.
This is really hot.
Oh, I know, huh?
I am so turned on right now.
All right, Chris, wow. Do you have any idea the title of the Def Leppard song that Chrissy just spelled for Spelling Beach?
I'm going to go with I Want to Touch You. And I want to say hi to Alex out there, too.
Is it I Want to Touch You? No, it's not. Gloria, what is your guess for spelling Beej?
I'm going to say Let's Get Rocked.
Let's Get Rocked? No, it's not Let's Get Rocked. Let's go to Rio. Rio, what do you think it was in spelling Beej? The title of the Def Leppard song Chrissy spelled.
So, guys, I'm bummed. I've got no idea.
No idea? Oh, my God. You're going to have to do it one more time,
one
Chrissy.
One more time. You guys need to listen very closely.
Listen up, okay? Be quiet.
I'm going to choke on this cucumber, guys. All right.
All right. That was good.
I think they'll get it now.
I know.
I think they'll get it now.
They have.
I didn't stick it so far in my mouth that time, guys.
Well, thank you very much.
Just the tip.
Troy, what's your guess for the Def Timber Jam spelling Beej?
My guess is Armageddon.
Is it Armageddon?
Yay! Yay! Yay!
Yay! Oh, wonderful
good job.
We always have a good time with Dennis Hoff and the ladies. Thank you, Chrissy, for coming in. Yeah, what did we play last time? Munchlines? That was a good one, too.
Munchlines was fun.
Yeah, Munchlines?
Yeah. I was in a restaurant a couple weeks ago here, and I got asked about Munchlines. So I said, Munchline, and I kind of snapped it. Oh, yeah, that was fun.
And now they're going to be asking about spelling Beej all the way home.
Yeah,
thank you,
fantastic.
Ron Jeremy, for coming in, too, and playing your harmonica. We got to take a quick break. Come back. We're out of here, Frank.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.